Holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Just because they say no doesn't mean that the answer is no forever.
Be holy.
Hey, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today is a splendid, wonderful day. Again, it is. Again, it is. We are talking about the word no today. Now, I'll tell you this. If I tell you no, it's forever. I'm just kidding. No, that's not it. When I say no, it's because it's just no right now. It's just no right now. That's all. And then life is like that. Just because they told you no, you're not qualified for the job, or no, you can't get the job, or no, you can't get the raise, or no, you can't be this, or no, you can't do that. That doesn't mean it's forever. Yeah, you know, when they say no, just keep praying, keep asking God. God will show you. Don't let them people tell you no. And when you know it's something that you really want to do. You know, I don't know your thought behind your heart and your thoughts behind what you're asking to do or what you're wanting to do. That's God's job to figure that out. God already knows. I don't know that. But I'm telling you that when people tell you, no, you can't be this, and no, you can't be that, you'll know you'll never be this, or no, you'll never amount to anything. No, this, that, don't take that. Always just understand no is no today. No is only meaning no for right now, but later on, maybe a year from now, 2 years from now, a month from now, a week from now, a day from now, no is no more than it's yes. It's just, you know, it's one of those things. And if God is guiding you, it don't matter who tells you no, because when they say no, He says yes. So, or maybe He told him to tell you no so He can tell you yes next week. You just never know how God works. And they say it's a mysterious thing the way God works. It is. It is. He'll have those people walk up to you and tell you no so that He can tell you yes in front of them 2 weeks from now. I mean, that's how God does it. It just, He'll have you go through all these things because it wasn't really time. He had a plan for your life. He knew you before you were born. He has a plan for your life. He knows what you're supposed to do. He got this thing. He knows you're going to pray for this one thing, and He's going to answer your prayer on, you know, next week or whatever. And you just couldn't wait till next week, and you went in there and asked them anyway, and they said no. And so now you're feeling devastated and torn down and like nothing's going to work. But no only means no for right now. Now, if God says no forever, then God says no forever, right? But your mental attitude should be, well, okay, if God says no now, maybe He sees something I don't see. But I'm going to talk to Him about it. And I'm going to keep asking until He give it to me. But while I'm asking, I'm going to seek the kingdom and live right and do what's right. You know, as a matter of fact, let me stop right here and tell you, hey, everybody's sins have been forgiven. Your slate has been wiped clean. It's up to you to believe it. Have faith. Believing that God exists and that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, and you'll have what you need. You'll have what you need. And so when you're asking God about things, He might say no. But no usually only means for right now. No for now. Maybe there's a yes later. Maybe there's a bigger yes later. Maybe what you're asking for isn't big enough for what God has set up for you. You're asking for a dollar raise, you're asking for a $2 raise, you're asking for a $50 raise, whatever it is, but God has already set you on top so that you can get a $100 million raise and bless other people. You just never know. But if you take that chance on the $50 raise and he give you that, you'll never even see the $100 million raise. Let the church say amen. Hey, you have to think that way because God is like that. He is like that. He said no today, but he says yes tomorrow. He said no 10 years ago, but now he's saying yes. Now's the time. Well, if we got it in our heads to do it the way we want to do it, we'll mess up his whole plan. How many of you would willingly mess up God's plan? I know you would. If he told you no and it was something that you really wanted and really wanted and really wanted and you figured out you can go around God to get it, you would do it. And so would I. Even though we're supposed to be following God. I'm just telling you how the carnal mind works. I'm showing you how the carnal mind works and how it fights against what God has planned. And it always fights against what God wants you to have because God is good for you. See, you know how we talk about aspirin's good for you, soup is good for you, you know, but God is good for you. We say it another way. We say what God is good all the time and all the time God is good. Yeah, but God is good for you. God's good for you. And when he tells you no, it's good for you. Sometimes no is a good thing. Listen, when people ask me things that I don't understand, if they're speaking to me in the way I don't understand, I automatically say no. No, no. That's how I say it. No. And that's why I do it. When I understand it, then I'll think it over again. And if I still don't like it, then I say no again. But maybe they change something about what they're saying. And okay, that makes more sense. Okay, yes. Yeah, you know, like when they call you about, you know, switching your phones over, or switching your internet over, or switching your electric over, your gas or whatever. You know, you listen to them. You want to see how much it is per cubic foot and how much this kilowatt's going to be and all that kind of thing. And if it's right, then you say, okay. But if they're calling you right in the middle of dinner and they're trying to get you to do something, you're going to automatically say, no. And they'll call you back. And then they'll try to explain it to you again on another day. And you say, oh, well, yeah, man, I could save $50 this month, every month for eternity until the next whatever cycle comes around. Oh, yeah. OK, great. So you said no in the beginning, but you said yes later. And so it's this thing about God. Sometimes he says no for now. And then he says yes later. We're going to read this here. What is this? Matthew chapter 7, verse number 7. Keep on asking. And you receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be opened to you. Now we're talking about spiritual things about as far as the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit being given. As long as you're asking, you'll receive it. You keep asking. You keep asking. You know, it's talking about spiritual things, but you can also put this in everyday terms. Yeah, you keep on praying to God about it. A lot of times, okay, what about if you're praying to God about a thing and he keeps saying no, right? Maybe you should ask him, okay, God, what should I change about it? What's wrong with it? You get it? And so then you make those changes. Now you're praying again and all of a sudden, boom, now you get what you're asking for because you made a little subtle change. One little subtle change. That's all you did, right? Keep on asking and you'll receive what you ask for. Verse number 7. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will open for you. Some of you guys want special jobs or you want to need a vacation, you want a vacation, you want to go certain places and be certain places. Some of you guys want to go deeper into the ministry. Some of you want to bless other people. Some of you want to donate money and donate time to charity. I mean, there's all these things. You keep on asking. And you'll receive what you're asking for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will open to you. The door. I'm the way, the truth, the life. Yeah, he's the door. The door will open for what you're trying to do. If you ask. Verse number 8. For everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who seeks, finds. And everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Sometimes we don't get the door open because we didn't knock, or we didn't knock loud enough. We didn't knock at all or whatever. Sometimes we didn't get it because we didn't look for it. We didn't seek for it. We didn't receive it because we didn't ask for it. There are a lot of people who are not married because they won't ask a person to lunch or to breakfast, to talk to them. You know, I know they got a boyfriend. Oh, I know they have a husband. I know they have a girlfriend. I know this. I know that. And you don't know. You know, you can ask and see. Pay attention. Ask. Seek. You'll find it. Knock. The door will be open. Verse number 9. You parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? No, they don't do that. If your children ask you for food, you don't give them a stone. Verse number 10. If they ask you for a fish, do you give them a snake? Of course not. You don't do that. You don't do that. You don't. You're asking for something that's good. You don't give them something that'll harm them. You don't do that to your children. Verse number 11. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? See, a lot of times we ask for bad gifts. You ask for the bad gift, and then you wonder why God didn't answer with the bad gift. And you're thinking it's a good gift, but it's really a bad gift. Lord, I want my own wife, but I'll take Ted's wife if he don't want her. No. No. I want a husband, Lord, and if you don't give me my own, give me Rosalind's husband. No. That's the wrong way to ask. That's the wrong thing. That's someone else's husband. That's someone else's wife. So if God is able to give good gifts, why not ask him for the good gifts? But a lot of times we don't know we're asking for bad gifts. That's why we pray in the spirit, not in tongues. We pray in the spirit so that we can ask according to what needs to be said or what's spiritually correct, so that we'll be ready to do what God says. We'll be ready to receive what God's given us. And then when we receive it, we'll still do what he says, even still, right? Verse number 10 again. If they ask for a fish, do you give them a snake? No one does that. So if you sinful people, Jesus is saying this. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts, if sinful people know how to give good gifts, right? How much more does God know? God knows how to give good gifts. God is good, right?
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be holy.